Well, as I understand it, there's one engineer, and it's most worrying. And for example, the staff within the road service who manages are under enormous pressure. The morale is very low, and something needs to be done. At the present time, it has taken weeks, sometimes months, to get a streetlight repaired. That is not acceptable in this day and age. I am intervening with disabled people whose lights are out, for older people in the community. And there's no great worry in the community is that sense of safety that they have with that a streetlight can bring. It does reduce antisocial behaviour. The reason I'm flagging this up now, as I did in January and February, is we had a crisis in the winter period, particularly in Derry, with many hundreds of street columns out. The minister then had to intervene on the January monitoring round to get additional monies to enable contractors to come in. I don't want the situation to go back to that again, but I do sense, as staff do, that we're working up and these numbers are increasing daily, streetlights going out, difficulties of issues regarding those, and I think the minister needs to intervene. We're at a period now when there's a further monitoring round. I think it is important that he takes a personal interest to ensure that people can feel safe in their own homes.
Is money really that tight in an area as big as Derry and Strabane that only one engineer can be afforded?
Well, I don't have the access to the Department of Regional Development's budget, but it is most worrying with the austerity measures being brought into Northern Ireland that we're facing a situation, and a crisis situation where we just don't seem to have the money to do what one would describe as urgent repair work. And one thing within it, in terms of maintenance, it should be a major priority for those areas, not just in terms of road safety, as I said, but community safety. So I think, you know, we need to be examining the budgets to make sure that they're being utilised to their best and maximising the return to ensure that people can feel safe in their homes.